The Census Bureau says early next year, most people will get a form that just has 10 questions. Alicia Johnson is with the Midwest Census Office. She says the 2010 system will be different from the one in 2000.
In 2000, in previous census, there was the long form, then there was the short form. And so this time around, we're only going with that short form, which only takes minutes to fill out.
Is it going to be adequate?
It will be adequate. There is data information on the short form that still will help benefit some of our federal programs that we're used to seeing.
Johnson says a longer survey will go to 250,000 people around the U.S. and collect the bulk of data that's normally gathered during a census. Local officials who count on census numbers for federal funds are already promoting the system. Milwaukee has kicked off its promotion effort a full year before the census forms need to be completed. The city has named special coordinators to reach out to the Black, Latino, Hmong, and Native American communities. Daryl Marine is with the League of United Latin American Citizens. He says his group will reach out to those who are shy, with limited English skills, and even the undocumented.
And why? Because the census is about counting everyone, not just U.S. citizens, not just adults, but literally everyone, regardless of their immigration status. And really, we need to do if we're to get Milwaukee the representation and resources it deserves.
The census also helps determine state legislative districts and the number of seats a state has in Congress. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.